Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it looks like we are probably going to have a Biden-Trump matchup again. For those of you guys who are moaning, I know I can't see that again, I can't go through that again. Here's the thing. President Biden announcing he's going to be reelected was something that it had to happen. For the Democrats, it was crucial that the message of we messed up didn't pervade. And so if President Biden was the one that the Democrats doubled down on, and President Biden did a job that they support, firing him makes them look bad. So for the Democrats, Biden announcing he's going to run again, you know, is a good thing for the Democrats, because they can at least stave off that, okay, he has low approval numbers, America wants him out, he's reading the writing on the wall, and he's leaving. You know, for him, but the Democrats said, no, he is fine. He's physically fine. His programs, his platform, everything is great. Then they kind of needed Biden to throw his hat back in the ring. And in terms of low approval numbers, you know, depending on the poll, we see low numbers vary. You know, some say there's only 35% approval for Biden. Some are saying 40. But interestingly, I looked at some of these numbers for incumbents seeking reelection. And according to Gallup, Obama in June of his election year had only a 42% approval rating. George W. Bush had a 49% approval rating. Clinton had 55. Clinton was going into his second term pretty strong. George H.W. Bush was only at 37. Reagan was at 54. Jimmy Carter was at 32. Now, Jimmy Carter didn't get reelected, but Obama being at 46 did. So Biden still does have a chance to become president again. But if Biden had said, I'm not going to do this, I'm out, then the Democrats look like they got it wrong in terms of putting somebody up there who had the longevity, who had the health, who had the youth, who had the stamina. So it just had to happen. Biden not running for re-election could have looked like a failure on the Democrats' part. On the Republicans' part, while everyone's waiting to see if DeSantis is going to run again, you know, you have President Trump, whose platform is, they keep coming after me. Right? It's unfair. I'm being treated differently than everybody else. And the more this goes on, the more he pleads his case, the more people see it. And so you have, this is going to be the most entertaining election ever, where you have the Biden-Trump rematch. Actually, wait a second. Yes, yeah, you would have that rematch. I don't think I could see a Trump-Clinton rematch again. I don't think anybody could stomach that. But for the Republicans, this is a great move, because now with the Hunter Biden probes, and you know, they can capitalize on the low approval numbers, but they got, you know, their own drama to deal with. Is there going to be a DeSantis Trump fight, and how much mudslinging is there going to be? So we do anticipate that there will be probably more primaries and debates and events on the Republican side than the Democratic side. It's going to be very difficult to watch on the Democratic side how they try to take on Biden. And I think the Democrats are going to say, look, let's just you know, we got to go with this. I don't know if Robert F. Kennedy, with his anti-vaccine platform, is going to get very far. A lot of people are anti-vaccine, but not on the Democratic side. So it's going to be fascinating either way. But it is a good thing for Biden to run for both the Democrats and the Republicans, because if the Democrats don't have another candidate, like I would think Michelle Obama would probably soar in the polls beautifully. But if they don't have another candidate, they got to double down on their current one. Otherwise, it admits failure. And then on the Republican side, they need somebody with low approval ratings to, you know, help push Trump into the White House. So it's going to be interesting. You know, I, as a doctor, I just want to make sure Biden's getting the help he needs. You know, he looks frail. He looks like he's struggling. And if he does need an MRI of the brain or a mini mental status exam or medication to help protect his cognition, we speak all the time about these neurofibrillary tingles and signs of multi-infarct dementia or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or things that could affect the brain. And whenever we hear about his physical, we just don't hear anything that talks about the brain. And even though he has a lot of his functions and executive functions, we worry because we've seen a big change in the last 10 years. And even a bigger change in the last few years. I just want to make sure he's getting the help he gets. Going back out there to run for president and going back, I mean, you know, can he next year go on the campaign trail? He will, but I think it's going to be very limited. And so as long as the Democrats make sure he doesn't have much competition, he won't have to necessarily go through a lot of the trials and tribulations from the primary standpoint. And that protects him until June, when he has to make the rounds going up against Trump or DeSantis or Nikki Haley or whoever the Republicans are going to pick. So it's going to be fascinating. You know, I just want the man in good health. I just wish the best for every candidate, but I don't want them. I mean, I don't want the campaign trail to kill him. And, you know, he looks like he's not as robust as he needs to be going back up against Trump. And a debate between Biden and Trump, oh my gosh, that's gonna be interesting. So, yep, that's where we are. We'll find out pretty soon, in about, 8 months, if we're going to be looking at Trump running against him again. It's looking like it. You know, DeSantis, he has a long career ahead of him. He's youthful. But you have such supporters of Trump, and a lot of what they believe in are very similar. So I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up being a Trump-Biden election. 1-877-DOCTOR. You're going?
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, if we want to talk about health, we got to talk about trees. I've taught you guys certain trees and plants you should have around the house or in the house to help clean the air. And one thing that I'm concerned about, while public officials are worried about the next pandemic and pollution, I'm worried about our oxygen. The world's oxygen levels are dropping. And one way to combat that, especially as our population has now exceeded 8 billion, is to make sure we have more trees. So this Friday is Arbor Day. And joining us next is Dan Lambie, Foundation President and CEO of the Arbor Day Foundation, to talk to us about why we need our trees.
Dan, thank you for coming on. We really, really appreciate it.
It is great to be with you.
Man, and everything you and your team do, we are so grateful. So Arbor Day is coming up. Talk to us about that.
You bet. So Arbor Day, of course, the tree planters' holiday, is founded in 1872, and the Arbor Day Foundation was founded on the 100th anniversary of Arbor Day. So we have become the largest nonprofit organization in the world dedicated to planting trees, as we've planted nearly 500 million trees in our first 50 years. And we're excited about what the future holds, because there's never been a more important time to be planting trees, as you just stated.
Gosh, amen for that. You know, and I live in an area, I live in Southern Nevada, Las Vegas, and many of my listeners live in communities in the Southwest where there's restrictions on water, restrictions on growth, but you have a lot of resources that, you know, teaches us about trees and certain trees that don't require that much water to grow and thrive.
Exactly. You know, you can have trees that thrive in those desert communities that are drought tolerant, and those are some of the most important places that we can be planting trees that don't require quite as much water to be creating shade and to cool those communities and to nurture the biodiversity and all the benefits that the trees provide.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was a survey that has come out that that has some very interesting statistics. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so we, like you and the Arbor Day Foundation, we've known the trees are important for many, many years, but we were curious and wanted to take the temperature of Americans, and so we worked with the Harris Poll to do a national survey, an independent survey of how are Americans tuned into the value of trees, and the survey results came back really positive. I mean, 94% of respondents talked about how important trees are as a critical part of our planet. 90% encouraged an urgency in increasing the planting of trees in our nation's forests. So the numbers were really encouraging. And we kind of sat there and thought to ourselves, heck, when was the last time 90% of Americans agreed on anything?
Mm-hmm.
And it's trees. You know, trees have this unifying effect on people. People just intuitively get it.
It is, you know, and it's funny because, you know, people have accused me of being a tree hugger because I will literally hug my trees. I mean, literally, I am so grateful for them. And it's because of all the science, you know, I've had and urban horticulture. I took a class in that. And we, you know, I love the fact that we have cities. I was just in Houston, beautiful city. But it wasn't until the airport when I saw forests of trees. And I'm looking at those, and I'm like, the air is so rich right around here. But as we expand and grow and build our metropolises, the trees go. And there's got to be a better way to incorporate them. I mean, thank God New York has Central Park. You know how crucial. That must have been pretty. The history behind that must have been fascinating.
Yeah. Well, you bring up a great point. You know, trees are no longer a nice-to-have. They're a must-have.
Right.
We need, you know, for oxygen, to remove pollution, to suck and pull carbon out of the air, to shade our homes and create cooler, safer communities. You know, excessive heat kills more people than any other nature-based disaster every single year. And trees just help naturally cool our communities, lowering temperatures by up to 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Trees are important, and this survey shows that people are tuned into that, and it's exciting. And at the Arbor Day Foundation, we thought Arbor Day is a great time to be talking about this, but of course we're talking about trees all year long.
Absolutely. Now we're speaking to Dan Lambie, Foundation President and CEO. So what can we do? You know, if we are living within these cities and, you know, we were given, you know, some little shrubs around our apartment or home, what can we do to help? Because our planet does need trees. We need this to get rid of excess, you know, CO2 and help with pollution. What could we do?
You know, there's lots of things people do. If you can't actually plant a tree in your own front yard or backyard, you can encourage your city to be active in their management of their urban forest, planting trees and managing their trees. You can volunteer for tree planting events with local city parks and or nonprofit tree planting organizations. You can always go to our website at arborday.org to learn more about how to plant, what to plant, and how you can engage. But this Arbor Day, created hashtag Arbor Day campaign. Anyone who uses the hashtag Arbor Day in their social media channels this week, the Arbor Day Foundation will plant a tree in their honor. So you can post a picture of your favorite tree or just put a hashtag Arbor Day on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever you use, and the Arbor Day Foundation is going to plant a tree for you this Arbor Day.
I love it. I was going to ask, you know, what could we hashtag? You know, that makes the most sense, Arbor Day, because we do need to spread awareness, and there's a lot we can do to help protect our planet, which doesn't necessarily have to be a political thing. Like I said, bipartisanly, we all appreciate what trees do for us and what plants do inside our homes for, you know, freshening up the air. So hashtag Arbor Day. Anything else you'd like to leave my listeners with?
Yeah, you bet. You know, just a reminder, you talk a lot about health, and trees are so important part of health, but not just physically, but also mentally. You know, Arbor Day, in many ways, most holidays talk about and celebrate the past. Arbor Day is about celebrating the future and the optimism and the hopefulness ahead of us, planting trees today that benefit generations to come. So as people are thinking about celebrating Arbor Day this year, we encourage them to participate, do the hashtag Arbor Day on your social media channels, and keep encouraging cities, communities, neighborhoods to plant and care for those trees.
Love it, love it. Dan, thank you so much. Give us the website one more time.
Our website is arborday.org, arborday.org. And thank you for the time, and I hope you have a great Arbor Day this week.
As well as you. Thank you so much, Dan. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, there's been a lot of discussion on how there was, I believe, a study that was looking at our planet and how the trees, you know, do need CO2 to thrive. And there was some discussions that some of our changes in emission and going electric could possibly affect our trees. And so I want to review those studies because there's been some studies saying, you know, no, cutting CO2 emissions do not help trees. Some say they do. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we did have fresher air before we started, you know, building and cutting them down. But having these trees do thrive on CO2. And so it is going to be an interesting study to look at, as we go more electric, what that does do to plant populations. And before we make any sort of, big political moves of we're just going all electric and we're not going to be looking at, you know, any other sources of fuel or sources of energy, you know, we do want to make sure we have the studies from those in horticulture and those who understand trees to make sure we get their input. Because I really think everything is a fine balance. And so for trees to flourish, they need to have environments that are as natural as possible. And as much as I want to, save fuel and not be so oil dependent, I have to wonder, if we start to go all electric, you know, will that affect tree life? So it's interesting. There's a lot of different things we need to consider as we move forward. But, you know, I do prefer that we try to leave as many trees as we can up to do their great work, because, you know, we need the oxygen that they provide. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to be having another interview, but a little bit later, we are going to review some of the plants you could have in your house that will help clean up your air. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The king of calypso, Harry Belafonte, has died. Famous since the 1950s, Belafonte was a music legend and a lifelong civil rights activist. But Belafonte died of congestive heart failure this morning at his home in New York City at age 96. In a YouTube video, the president has officially announced his re-election bid. Political analyst Sean Forman says one big thing may define the Biden campaign.
Biden's age, it really is an issue for everybody, Democrat or not, Biden fan or not.
Forman predicts a very tough campaign that may be a rematch with former President Trump. Thousands of people are trying to get out of Sudan. A ceasefire is now in effect, leading many to stop sheltering in place and start finding a way out. Making it tougher, bus drivers jacking up the prices for seats on buses heading to Egypt or the Red Sea city of Port Sudan. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a recent survey found that Gen Z workers are not viewed favorably by business owners and managers. And we keep hearing a lot of bad press about Gen Zs and younger millennials. And I get a little offended because my kids are Gen Zs and many of my students are Gen Zs and millennials. And I think there might be also a misunderstanding. And if you're a baby boomer or Gen X, your style of doing things might not necessarily parallel how the millennial or Gen Z thinks. And so joining us next is actually an expert in the generations, millennials, Gen Zs, Gen Alpha, of which I wrote a book about, Generation Alpha, and we're writing a book on the next one, which they're going to be calling Generation Beta until they come up with a better name. But our next guest is actually an expert on these populations to kind of help us navigate when it comes to work, economy, education, health. Joining us next is Milan Cortestani. Milan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Good to be here.
Yeah, well, we appreciate all your research. We appreciate all you do. You also have several of your own companies. Talk to us about, you know, your expertise.
Sure. So I started at 16 years old writing for the Huffington Post about the agriculture industry. I started breeding and selling turtles when I was 13 and then moved to chickens. And eventually I got into technology. But, you know, I started off as a writer then. And, you know, I guess counter to what most think of Gen Z, I actually think we're a really ambitious generation. And I think that people are overly critical of, you know, a young generation. I'm on the upper cusp of Gen Z, and I'm 24. And so, you know, the rest of my generation is rather young. And, you know, I think a lot of the bad rep comes from this idea that Gen Z doesn't really want to go to college, and because they've seen their parents endure such long and large amounts of debt for so much time and not be able to pay it off for the promise that they were sold on. And so I think there's a bit more of skepticism from Gen Z. And I know that there is a lot of, you know, what we're here to talk about today in civil discourse, Gen Z is really censoring themselves out of fear of retribution for sharing their opinions online and this cancel culture we've created.
That's true. That's true. You know, and Gen Zs have, you know, are I think the most practical of the generations. Rather than us X's and baby boomers who are, well, it's tradition. You just take a job and that's a job you're with for 25, 30 years till you retire. Or you fall in love with your high school sweetheart and that's the person you marry and you spend the rest of your life with. Gen Zs are like, you know, do we really have to do it this way? Do we really have to, you know, and they look at the practicality of it and getting, you know, putting yourselves in debt for a degree that you're not going to use and is not going to get you a job. This population is questioning it. And so I don't think they should get criticism. In order for us to have change and to progress and to make things better, you almost need to, as we do in science, challenge the old, you know, mantra, old narrative.
Exactly. And that is the crux of civil discourse, is this idea that we have to be asking the difficult questions. And especially, I think that's one of the bigger challenges for Gen Z is, while they're challenging the status quo, they actually, in terms of discourse, are struggling to ask these questions and challenge as much, especially online now, because there's such a fear of retribution. And so we really want to be creating a culture, I think, that is supportive of that challenging the status quo and asking difficult questions and being willing to have hard conversations that, in truth, are just going to create a lot of solutions for society and help us, you know, progress as a culture.
Exactly. Having such a divide between generations doesn't help. We need to be able to work with each other. And just like with a foreign language, and you need to understand it's a different culture, different language, and we won't get far if we can't work together. So, Milan, you have written a book that people can use to kind of help bridge those gaps. Talk to us about that.
Yes. So I'm just saying is a book that shares not only stories from my life and stories from one of the companies I founded called The Dough, but it basically pulls a lot of examples from these stories to be able to help people understand what they can do better to improve the conversations in their lives and why they should care, especially because, you know, as a young person myself and as a brash young person that I was, it was hard to understand the why I needed to be civil, why I should be challenging and, or, you know, why I should get in trouble and be willing to get in trouble or ask certain questions, you know. And now, later on in life, having the experience of built a publication, The Dough, that I was mentioning earlier, you know, it became clear to me that elevating these perspectives, being vulnerable in conversation, being self-aware and practicing active listening, in reality, help us build connections with one another much better and not only help us succeed in business when you can create connections with other people more easily and comfortably, but ultimately create, you know, a society and culture we're much more proud of, because that is what makes humans great, our ability to connect with one another and to compound that connection to create more value for, you know, the majority than just one person alone individually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we can't let, you know, one individual who might not show up to work or might seem to be lazy reflect upon the whole generation. I am, you know, my friends have kids who are, you know, very younger Gen Zs, and they're rock stars. And, you know, they have more passion and drive than even my generation did. And so I think there's a lot of stereotyping, and especially with all the headlines, it's much easier for them to badmouth the generation than to accept their, and cultivate their strengths. And we appreciate what you do, because you, you know, explain those strengths, and that's what we need to work on and work with.
I agree. We have to work with the strengths of each generation, and we also have to just be transparent about the challenges that each generation is going to face. And because they are unique, each generation has these unique challenges they're going to have to face, and they're going to have to support for the sake of humanity, and equipping them with the understanding and building a culture that supports that understanding, that these conversations are so important, that being accepting of these challenges that are being put forth and being solution-oriented is more important than ever. And that's what I hope that, you know, some of these older generations give us the benefit of understanding, is that, you know, we're inheriting a lot of challenges, and, you know, in an era that is largely by technology, with new challenges in even how we communicate and how fast that information comes to us. And so, you know, we're going to, I think, have to solve a lot of these interesting challenges, and it begins by starting the conversation on these difficult topics.
Absolutely. How can people find out more information about you and your book?
You can find out more information about me on all social media at Milan Cortesani or on milancortesani.com. And the book, I'm just saying, can be found anywhere you buy books. There's an Audible version as well, but Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate everything you do, and I mean, we're congrats on all your success with your businesses, and, you know, keep going, and you're an inspiration for not only the Gen Zs but all generations. So we really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you saying that. Thanks for the great questions.
Anytime. You take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it is interesting, and you guys know I'm biased. I got two boys who are Gen Z, and, you know, one does have, you know, this drive that you know, parallels what I grew up with, and then the other one, he's driven, but driven differently. He has a different drive, and he asks a lot of the questions going, okay, well, you know, yeah, I know they did that in the 1940s and 1950s, but that's not practical now. That's, you know, why do we have to, you know, do it this way? You know, why does medical school have to be 11, 12 years? And these, we are going to see things change. And it's hard to see things change. I'm at that age now where I don't do well with change. I just don't. I don't like things changing. I like, you know, bring back some 80s music, cover bands, the long hair. I'm good with that. That's not 2023. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, so we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we spoke about carbon monoxide. We've been speaking about carbon dioxide. Yesterday we talked about how our face masks were
providing us a pocket of carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide that we would be breathing in, breathing back in, and having higher carbon dioxide levels might have contributed to cognitive deficits and stillborns and all sorts of crazy stuff. You know, we are blending this with, you know, today's discussion on plants, and I'm not good with plants. I'm going to tell you right now, every plant I've had in my house has died. And the reason why it's died is because I'm not home. When I ask somebody in the house to water it, they forget. And I got cats and dogs that like to play with the plant. So I found it easier to not plant plants. The problem is I think we do need to start surrounding ourselves with them more. And mind you, I'm going to be leaving the country for a trip at the end of May, you know, being gone 9 days, if you don't have somebody that's going to be there to water the plants and make sure they get sunlight and care for them, somebody said you have to talk to the plants. Okay, I can't talk to plants. I can talk to kitty cats. I can talk to dogs. I can talk to crickets. I can talk to lizards. But if it doesn't have ears, I'm not going to talk to plants. But somebody said you got to talk to plants. Now, a study back in 2020, right before this, all the poop went down. A study out of the University of Hyogo in Owyhee, Japan, looked at office plants and found that it does help improve the mental health of those who are stuck indoors all day doing a desk job. And I wrote this article January 4th of 2020, so this was before the lockdowns. And they were already seeing psychological stress with people who were working at home or stuck indoors. And they looked at certain plants, and they found that it helped improve moods. This was fascinating. They looked at 69 workers who underwent a control phase without a desk plant and an intervention phase with the plant of their choice. They got to pick a bonsai of Japanese cypress or an air plant or a Japanese black pine, other foliage plants. Anyway, they gave them a list. And then they had training on how to take care of the plant, because nothing is more depressing than you have a plant and it dies. Not shockingly, they said those with desk plants who passively observed them, took care of them, gazed at the plants, they showed improvement in overall stress and heart rate. So, yeah, I'm not saying your little desk plant or your Venus flytrap, which I think is the coolest plant. I'm sorry. For me, I think it is so cool they have a plant that's going to grab a fly and eat it. That's just cool stuff. And I'm sure there's even more. But, you know, that's not going to prevent your heart attack, let's say, but it might help a little bit. So the study authors concluded that for business owners, small indoor plants could be economical and helpful in their effort to reduce stress-related conditions. And for growers of indoor plants and business owners of rental plant companies, the field of mental health for office workers could be promising markets. They said our findings provide a piece of evidence in using small indoor plants for promoting workers' mental health in the office. So we've been talking about work-life balance, especially since COVID. And telling people, well, maybe you don't have to come back to work. Maybe you could stay home. You know, maybe what's eventually going to happen is the employer is going to have to cover their maternity leave, their paternity leave, their life insurance, their health insurance, extra leave for whatever. And then maybe throw in a plant. So why do plants make our home and office healthier? Well, let's look at some of the stuff that builds up in your office or your home. You got the carbon monoxide from heaters and fireplaces. You got radon from soil drains pipes. You got formaldehyde, tobacco smoke, furniture, flooring, cabinets, glue, cosmetics, detergents. They can all give off formaldehyde. You got the volatile organic compounds, benzene, trichloroethylene from plastics, rubber, detergents, degreasers. You got ammonia, and that comes from detergents and cleaners. And you got xylene from cigarette, paint, car exhaust. I was just at Mission Control in Houston. You know, Houston, we have a problem. And when you get to see the actual Mission Control that watched all these Apollo missions, you saw ashtrays with cigarettes. And we know those were newer cigarettes, but they put those there to show, you know, people in the 60s, they smoked up. So what can you use? What could help? So aloe vera is a fantastic plant. It's one of my favorite plants to have. I think it helps with burns. you know, the little juicy gel that comes from it, even though in the medical realm of things, we update your tetanus, we give you an antibiotic ointment, but aloe vera has been very therapeutic for centuries. It does reduce benzene and formaldehyde. The spider plant, and I got pictures of all of these. I'm going to post this on my Twitter and Facebook. But the spider plant, that is known to reduce carbon monoxide and formaldehyde. The Boston fern can remove formaldehyde. The snake plant. The snake plant removes benzene and formaldehyde. The areca palm, or the areca palm, that can remove, again, the above-mentioned chemicals. But what was fascinating is it got a rating, I think in 2019, as the most efficient air-purifying plant by NASA and the Associated Landscape Contractors of America, called the areca palm. There's the lady palm that removes formaldehyde and ammonia. There's the bamboo palm that removes benzene, trichloroethylene, and formaldehyde. The peace lily removes benzene, ammonia, and formaldehyde. And those are pretty. They're lilies. They're pretty. You have the golden pothos that also removes most of the above chemicals. Those are the ones with the green and the little yellow spots. Right, that's not hepatitis or jaundice. That's the golden pothos, and it's pretty. The dragon tree is gorgeous. The dragon tree is the long green stalks with the red border. Gosh, they're gorgeous. That removes xylene. English ivy, I saw that a lot in England. That removes formaldehyde and mold. The Chinese evergreen, also very talented, removes a bunch of the above chemicals. So those are just 12 of plants you could use. But, you know, it's interesting. You know, I kill plants, not on purpose. I don't do well. My husband knows to not buy me flowers. It doesn't make sense to buy me flowers because I'm not going to be able to keep those flowers alive. Just won't happen. And these flowers, they have a lifespan, especially once they're off their plant. You know, but the depression some people get when a plant dies, you got to be careful with. So as much as I want plants to help people and their moods, they got to take care of them. That's why with that study in Japan a few years ago, they trained them on how to take care of their plants. Now, they have these bulbs that self-water. There's a lot of things now in the plant world that for those of us who need plants for dummies, that's me. There's ways to simplify it. But and you know, I once had a plant that lasted, I think, 3 years, and then something happened and it died. So I know I'm just not good at it. But train yourself. And by the way, it's a fantastic gift. I am sick and tired of having to buy $50 bottles of wine if I come over somewhere for a gift. You imagine bringing a really cool plant. Have the self-watering bulb. Have the easy instructions. It's really cool. And what's really cool about a plant as a gift is it lasts longer. I don't know about you guys, but a bottle of wine doesn't last longer than 2 hours, right, usually in a family. But you have a plant. Every time a student gave me a plant or somebody gave me a plant, I remembered it. It lasted. I had one plant at the medical office when we opened that lasted years. You know, and I still remember who gave it to me. So pretty cool. A lot of good benefits. 1-877-DR-LEE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.